previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Joining us on the line this morning is head of the department, Dr. Naledi Mdude. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm Mdude.
Doctor, there's an urgent push for teachers to get vaccinated. How is the process going?
It is going quite well. Good morning to your listeners. We really appreciate the fact that teachers take their time to go to the vaccination sites in the province. There are 67 of them, and it's going quite well. We did have some challenges around the Nelson Mandela area because no schools have been allocated as a vaccination site like in other districts. The Department of Health decided to use Doranginza and Livingston. The queues are quite long, but they are quick to move. So the uptake in the Nelson Mandela Bay district was a bit slow, and we're concerned about that. But we've since spoken to the Department of Health, and they are fasting and moving that for the educators. But generally in the province, we are meeting our daily targets set out by the National Department.
Dr. Mbude, there is a current issue which I'd like to address. I serve on the SGB at my daughter's school, and a problem that has popped up is that governing body teachers and support staff, some of them, who follow the process to be registered for the vaccine, when they arrive at the centres, they do not appear on the system to be vaccinated. Is the department aware of the situation, and what plans are there in place to resolve this particular issue?
The issue is that the electronic vaccination data system by the Department of Health will not take people on site to go and vaccinate. The document that has been uploaded by people individually, SSM is our way and any. So the data from SGB employed personnel and everybody else goes to the national center in the Department of Health nationally, and then it's uploaded on their EVDS system. We are aware of the challenge, and they are clearing up, because sometimes we recognize that maybe the person's name that's registered on the is not the same one that appears on the ID. So the system automatically rejects those. So all the rejections have been cleansed, and this is a nationwide kind of project, the time it takes the Department of Health to do that is what has been the problem. But we are moving on much faster now that they have interfaced their systems with the EVDS system.
Another question that showed its head is some of the educators and staff, if they had COVID in the past 30 days, when are they eligible for the COVID vaccination? And then also, do they go through the channels via the education department, or do they do that in their own private capacity?
They will do that two ways. One, some of the people have religious reasons for not wanting to vaccinate, and we understand and accept that. Because for now, it's not mandatory in the country. It is encouraged because of the various options that people have. But secondly, the mop-up period will only be for those people who registered that they do have now. They want to vaccinate, but it's either they had a flu vaccine in 14 days, or they have had COVID and they must wait for the antibodies to get up. So those people, the department is engaging the Department of Health so that they can be a second phase for them. But it's only for those people. Otherwise, the rest of all of us must have gone through the vaccination during now. Today is the last day of the vaccination. It's the 8th of July. And we really want to appeal to everyone that please make sure that you go, unless there's a problem that you must indicate, so that it is on the database that you, at this time you had a problem.
Dr. Mbude, ndiyabulela mama kothetha kwakho nathi ngalintsasa. Just a quick question around early childhood development and privately owned creches who perhaps don't know where to go for vaccinations, especially in and around the Nelson Mandela Bay area. Any word for them?
In the meantime, the Department of Education does not have ECD centers. Is the Department of Social Development that they are registered under in creches. So in our database, we do not have an electronic system to capture them. They are not part of our vaccination.
All right.
So they fall under social development.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Because the registration of centers is a DSD until next year when they migrate over to creches. Unless they upgrade our facilities in our school.
Okay.
All right, we got that.
Thank you so much.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.